This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. December isn't the traditional month for getting married, but this week with New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen, we do have a wedding-related question. It comes from Jane Deschner, who joins us on the line now from Billings, Montana. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Debbie.
And Randy, joining us from New York. Hi again.
Hi, Debbie.
Jane, what's your question for the ethicist?
Well, it's a group question, actually. I belong to a Yahoo iMovie discussion group. And one of the people wrote in asking about someone who videos a couple's wedding and they capture the first dance and it's some famous person's song. It's the song the couple fell in love to. And when they make the video, put it together and sell it back to the couple, are they violating copyright? And if so, is there any way to do it legally, or if it's just for that couple and their family, can it be ethically okay to do it? So that's a discussion that went back and forth for a week or more.
Can you tell me what iMovie is?
On Macintosh computers, it's a way to take clips of movies and make them into a movie, and then you can burn it to a DVD.
So you've been discussing it online. What have the people in your group said about it?
They kind of all agree that there isn't really a way to track down how to pay for the things legitimately if you're just a little person out here doing these kinds of things. They kind of all agreed that it probably isn't strictly legal, but is anybody going to come after small people?
If your friend had to pay the copyright fees here in the United States, would that make the videos a whole lot more expensive for the newlyweds?
Well, that seemed to be the gist of it, that would make the whole thing prohibitive.
Okay, Randy, I know you're not a lawyer, but can you shed some ethical light on this situation?
And quite right. I should say right at the top, so I avoid getting a lot of letters from, what do you call them, lawyers. Not that one doesn't enjoy getting mail from lawyers. I'm not a lawyer, and I do not purport to give legal advice, but I can comment on the ethics of this, which is that your Yahoo group seems wildly wrong about nearly everything, which I quite like about, you know, and if you can't trust the legal advice from a lot of anonymous strangers, what the heck? Good are computers. As an ethical matter, I do agree that people should be paid for their work. But there's another ethical consideration here, that the ability to record significant events is a worthy thing, and we should be allowed to do that. And so it seems to me we've already accommodated both desires by having the band who performed at the wedding, they've presumably paid the ASCAP or BMI, the kind of fees where the money passes on to the songwriters and the publishers. And that's a good thing. And if you expressed what's due to the band in terms of a percentage of the profits that the wedding photographer made, well, it's a tiny profit, and they would see a tiny fee. So I would say, as an ethical matter, absolutely no harm done here. This is all fine. But I have looked into the legal matters for you. I spoke to an attorney named Mary Frances Love, who specializes in intellectual property matters, and she pointed out, it is she who gave me the confidence to scorn your whole Yahoo group, that they're quite wrong about the law. Mary Frances Love says that it's fine to record, to use this music, as long as what the video is doing is recording the wedding as opposed to making a movie about the wedding, that they're just recording what happened in front. So if the music is just background music, it's what the law would call incidental to the movie, that's fine.
Well, so, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we can all walk in the sun once again like decent people.
Well, thank you so much.
Jane Deschner from Billings, Montana, thanks for writing to The Ethicist.
Well, thanks for solving my problems.
If you've got a question for Randy Cohen, drop us a line. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Debbie. And, you know, I should just say that as an ethical matter, everything we've discussed also works if you're filming a divorce. But enough about my personal life.